Tokyo Mobile.
Mama's expectations?
I guess it was okay.
Well, you must have done good.
The cooler we ordered in the living room so she could see it when she walked in. I think it was nice. When she had left, we had ordered a Arctic cooler, and she wanted the red, white, and blue, so it was at the house waiting on her when she got home.
We got one of those, well, we got a couple. I guess they're like Yeti knockoffs and that from Walmart. And that's still not cheap, but, man, they really work good.
You know what this is, that, whatever that type of molding is or whatnot, but it's about Arctic. So, yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Camping.
Looking for this weekend.
Somebody come over on Friday to give me a estimate on cutting down two trees in the backyard. They're pretty good sized trees, so what do you think they wanted?
Over 1,000?
$5,000. One is probably at least 3.5 feet in diameter at the bottom. I mean, they must be 80 footers anyway.
Right there.
I can rent a boom lift for $2,000 for a whole week. Think about just doing it myself.
I need to take the branches down. They're near the house. As long as you tied them up, they would fall, and then you could lower them down. But I know it'd be a pain in the butt.
50 feet from the house, 60 feet from the house. I got to move my little greenhouse, and that, but that's pretty easy to move. I just unstrap it from the ground, and you can just lift it up and move it. And that only thing I got to really worry about is my fence and my shed. But like you said, if you tie a rope onto it, it should be fine.
That price. But I guess to take the whole tree down without having to worry about it hitting anything. Man.
5 or 6 other guys coming this week to give me an estimate, so we'll find out. If there's somebody remotely close to reasonable, we'll do it. If not, I'll just do to get the boom lift myself. Cut all the branches off, I'll just leave a big pole.
Hey, buddy, that's your antenna mast.
Get my antenna hooked back up.
Does your antenna do 6 meters? All meter single sideband. I want to see what the range on that is.
For HKX.
You still at the house?
I am.
What's it getting to you?
House, decided to take the day off?
Riding with me today, so I'll go in a little later.
Since it's going in late, huh?
Things you do to keep your employees happy. To get out of the bed.
The antenna over the weekend. I got a downstairs TV and an upstairs TV. So the upstairs one has one of them antennas, you know, you just set on a shelf. And the downstairs has an external. But the downstairs won't pick up channel 7, but the upstairs one will. I just can't quite figure it out.
Anything and throw a regular antenna on the side of the house.
Downstairs too.
I gotta mess with the wiring and see what I can come up with. I mean, I raised it up on the chimney about 3 more feet, thinking it was a chimney cap messing it up, but that definitely wasn't it. I mean, it doesn't even attempt to pull in a signal.
One TV does, and the other one doesn't, but they're both running off the same antenna.
I just said I was no help at all because I can't pick any of them up from my house.
So both both TVs are run off the same antenna, but one of them does not pick up a channel?
No, that's a negative. The downstairs TV has an external antenna on the chimney, and the upstairs TV just has one that's sitting right beside the TV.
I would think the external would get the better signal.
And the upstairs one gets twice as many channels as the downstairs.
Antenna up, the one outside, is it for TV specifically, or is it for something else?
For TV, and that, but it's, I mean, it's probably 7 or 8 years old now.
Something's wrong with it.
Looks like a little 10-inch flying saucer with wings.
I'm really surprised the cable's not picking up the signal. So my TV at home, to add an antenna to it, since I didn't have one, I just took the top of wire and you stick it in the coax port, and I run it about a couple feet up over some curtain rods, and it worked great. We were able to watch the Super Bowl on it. And, so, I mean, really, all you gotta do is get that signal in there. I'm really surprised it doesn't pick up.
Keep a look at it this evening. There's some other stuff hooked up to it that like to record and stuff like that, and that I had on there years ago, and I'm thinking maybe some of that is blocking out just that channel.
Go back to
get the connector to go from a 239 over to a whatever a TV takes. Just use my inverted V.
If you got some copper wire sitting around the house, try that too.
Every month we go to the daughter's house and she's got her a little shortwave receiver, but she ain't receiving anything. So I'm thinking about getting like about 100 foot of wire and a alligator clip, and if I hook it to the antenna, that should work, right? Off of the ground, or can it be laying on the ground?
Can't answer for you, but I know the alligator clip should work. I read one article, dude just kind of kept his looped up. His was inside the house, and it's just the extra wire was more to add the signal.
Hold on a minute, KN4 TFW.
Somebody in Columbia on FT8 on 6 meters yesterday.
I got to doing some research. I don't have an antenna for 6 meter.
Surprising. I mean, a lot of antennas don't always go down to 6 meters.
54 megahertz, and that's as low as it goes.
Isn't 6 meter like 53 megahertz?
No, 50 megahertz. Is 50.313. That is down just to right where the top of the 6 meter band is.
Cable out for you too while I was in here.
Appreciate it. Maybe I can meet you on Thursday over there by the ball field.
I'll try to bring it with me.
Might be better to just come by the house. You might not never get out of that ball field.
Know what time of day it is, that's for sure.
You're going through there, man, it'd be hard to make a left right there. On the repeater book and that, for, you know, different repeaters and digital stuff up there and by the daughter's house, and it's like, man, there isn't hardly much around there.
Get out in some areas and there's not much of anything.
I don't know if DMR we have access to.
It's surprising when you get in some areas how little coverage there is on ham radio also.
Similar, we're actually lucky with the amount of EMR we do have access to.
Get you a hotspot.
Right about that.
Yesterday I was sitting on the back porch and I keyed up the PRN, threw my call out, and a guy comes back. I'm like, hey, you know, name here's Andrew. And then he hollers back and says, all right, name here's Andrew as well. I just wanted to holler at you. And that was the end of it. It wasn't more than one or two exchanges and it was over. I'm like, okay, well, that was good.
You trying to PRN on that, the repeater that you and I use?
In Spartanburg, it's easier for me to hit from the back porch.
Just wondering, because I haven't heard anything on that repeater other than on the Western North Carolina.
And I don't know if you got to key it up to get it to work on the PRN or not. It's been a little while since I looked at it.
I think you do on the PRN, but I could be wrong. But I usually try to key it up and still get nothing.
Coordinate a repeater in Penrose.
Anything in Transylvania County. I mean, it's just like up here where Ken's daughter lives. There's nothing.
PRMS in my Anytone, right? Can't use it, but I can put it in.
And you can actually switch it over to the professional mode, and you can transmit on it as long as you got your license.
Give me in more details on that.
One setting in the radio, you switch it from amateur use to professional use, and it gives you the GMRS frequencies, the MERS. Basically, it opens up the transmit frequency on it.
If somebody else jumps on you, that your radio is not type approved for GMRS radio. Just saying, so you know, not that I would ever unlock my radio and use it for GMRS.
Actually, the Anytone is type approved for GMRS.
If it's type 97 and what is it, 95 or something like that?
Type 90.
Interest. And there again, I still would not use my radios at all, if anybody's listening, on GMRS.
Do I have my license, so the radio is legal for me to use on there, but I do not have it done. I just know it can be done.
So I really need to invest in a GMRS radio for the house. That way I don't have to sacrifice my 2-meter antenna.
Why not?
I was putting another antenna on the side of the house.
Four.
Meter antennas and won't nobody notice a 60.
What my biggest thing is.
If I could do something, I mean, because really, I mean, you don't need a huge ground plane for GMRS. You could probably just about put a little bracket on the side of the house and do a little mag mount running in the house almost.
For HGX, well, the Comet antenna I use for my mobile, it is good for GMRS and ham.
A UFO looking thing in the middle, right?
You would be correct.
Mine will do GMRS. I mean, my wife, whenever we talk, she transmits on that one. It's just, like I said, I hate giving up that antenna for the GMRS, but I'd like to be able to run on two separate systems. Not that time for me, so I'm going to head on in the plant. 7-3, Patrick, you and the wife have a good day, and Ken, be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you maybe this afternoon whenever I get off work. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Greetings, Andrew. Have a good day, and maybe I'll talk to you this afternoon. KO4HGX.
Have a good one, and maybe we'll catch you this afternoon. KN4KFW.
Are you staying up at your daughter's house just the weekend, or are you going to stay all week?
It's Saturday, and coming back Monday. End of the month.
So you do need to get a hotspot for your radio, though, as long as you got Wi-Fi or cell phone servers up there.
The hotspot is so it can receive the radio signal and then transmit it over the Wi-Fi, right? The MRS license, I can't use that Anytone on the GRMS.
Understanding is it is legal to use it because it is Part 90 accepted. And Part 97. It does both depending on which mode it's in. So, my understanding is you can.
You figured it, as long as you had it programmed so you were using the right wattages, you know, it's should be good to go.
I'm pretty sure it does that for you when you're on those frequencies.
Just plug the frequencies in just so I could, listen and see if there's anything out there.
Sorry, Ken. Allergies this morning. But I hear a little bit of stuff on it around here, around the house, so it's something good to have.
Like this for Peter, you know what I mean? There's 20 people listening, but only a few talking. See something that the daughter, might could use up there. I thought about taking her an 11-meter radio.
Get one of those fairly cheap and do real well with them. The Uniden SS980, it's got sideband on it, upper and lower sideband on it, and with a little 11-meter antenna on the Excursion, I've made contact from here to Chicago with it.
If the band was open, I could probably actually talk to her.
Just it opened up just right. To more about antenna placement than anything.
It's in an old single wide metal trailer.
Throw you an antenna on the roof and use it all as a ground plane.
And with the two 11 meters that I have, I need the one of them, the best one, is really useless for ham. I mean, it's 10-meter, 11-meter, but, man, it doesn't have single sideband. And I don't know if you can add single sideband to a radio. It might be just better to just scrap it out.
I have no clue if you can add it or not. But the way things are now, you're probably just as cost-effective to buy a new one.
That unit in 980 was, what, about $300?
I don't remember. Let me look and see right quick. Ken, it's only about $155.
What's you on?
Amazon.
Okay.
Now, if you go to the 885, that one is more expensive because it's got the built-in scanner in it.
Is it scanning AM and single sideband or just whatever you tell it?
The emergency frequencies as a scanner, even the trunked ones that does it by GPS location. It's got a little SD card you update from time to time, and it will scan through fire, EMS, DOT, police, and one other one. I can't remember it right off the top of my head. Separate from the radio itself. The Uniden makes three radios now that the CBs, they got the 880, the 980, and the 885, depending on which one you get. KO4, HKX.
Come just 4 watts, right?
All perfectly legal radios. You don't have to modify anything to use them. And I wouldn't recommend modifying them, to be honest with you. They work fine the way they are. Close.
Miles from getting off the interstate. Did you hear me talking to Andrew about getting those big trees cut down in my backyard?
I did. I was sitting here waiting for a spot to jump in when you all were talking about it.
That'd be easier for me to just rent a boom lift to do it, and it's just cheaper myself.
Tell you on that one. The tree guys are expensive, but at the same time, they're paying for a lot of insurance and a lot of equipment to do that stuff, too.
Dad, I got about 5 or 6 more people coming, so I'll be able to tell, what... if everybody's still in the right price range.
Yeah, it seems expensive to me, but I don't do that for a living. And like I said, though, I know some tree guys, and they got some hefty insurance and equipment they have to pay for, and then just manpower.
Are about 80 foot in my backyard.
Remember, I didn't look at them enough to, when I was there, to remember. Is the next guy coming to give you a price on it?
Coming on Thursday, and then the guy coming on Monday. The guy on Monday's like with that, you know, national chain Schneider, so I'm sure they'll be expensive, but it'll give me a, you know, a ballpark. And then I called three or four others, but none of them have really responded yet.
See, your biggest problem is getting people to respond and do their job.
The guy at work's having some work done at his house, and that, but he was, the guy that does the estimates was down in Florida on vacation, so he said give him a call back on Monday, so that'll work. And then another one I called, the guy works with the crew, and then he comes out in the evening, so I gotta, he could make it about 5 o'clock, so that'll work.
KO4HKX.
Good morning, Chandler. It's KN4TFW.
Ben Keith, good morning, Patrick. How y'all doing today?
Just trying to get this day started.
Our day kick started.
I'm not having much success yet.
It's a short week this week. Good Friday.
Easter's Sunday, isn't it?
Yep, roger that. I'm supposed to be delivered before lunch today.
The one to be delivered? And Chandler, what are you doing today?
I'm heading to the school bus office.
Today out of Easley.
One of the single-use boxes, or did you get one of the multi-use?
Isn't like brand new, but it's almost brand new, but it was $4,800 delivered.
Bad, I guess. That's a 40-footer, you said, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the newer ones were like 56 on it, so, but I could, you know, if it's over $5,000, then I gotta apply for a capital money and everything like that. It's just a big hassle.
It's funny how that works out. But guys, I'm gonna have to jump out. Breakfast is ready, so I'm gonna go in here and eat a hot breakfast this morning for a change. So y'all be careful out there, and I will talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Perfect timing. I'm pulling in the parking lot now. And then tell Miss Elise we said hey, and you could have took her out for breakfast. KN4TFW.
Patrick, have a good day.
KO4WWZ. Hey, Chandler, I gotta get in here and get my day started. You have a good one. I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
You too, Keith. God bless you both. Have a good day.